This is a sonnet written in response to those disturbing and difficult words of Jesus recorded in Matthew's Gospel in the 13th chapter from verse 24 to the end, in which Jesus speaks of the end of all things, of the sun darkened and the heavens shaken, of the Son of Man coming in clouds, and also introduces that strange and rather beautiful image of the tree whose branch becomes tender and puts forth leaves as the spring comes. Suddenly there, amidst the other apocalyptic imagery, that passage is sometimes known as the Little Apocalypse, and we have it in church on the first Sunday of Advent. And I've written this response to it. It's a sonnet called World's End. So we begin to contemplate the end with shadowed glimpses of apocalypse. How can we even start to understand the heavens shaken and the vast eclipse of everything that we have ever known, then suddenly revealed, the power and glory once veiled in symbols of the Lamb and throne, the all-revealing climax of our story? About that day, you tell us, no one knows, but we must wake and watch for you, look up. Yet hidden in this warning, you disclose a tender yearning, a deep stirring hope, and bid us, in the visions that you bring, to see the world's end as a sign of spring.